After a night of parties and inaugural balls, it was time for prayers offered for the new president at Washington's National Cathedral.
Grant to Barack Obama, President of the United States, and to all in authority, your grace and goodwill.
Mr. Obama even took time at one of the inaugural balls to tell ABC News that his administration's top priority will be economic recovery. But the new president is also poised to quickly confront the ongoing conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and to follow through on a campaign promise to eventually close down the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In his inaugural address, Mr. Obama promised swift action on the challenges ahead. But mindful of opinion polls that show great expectations for his presidency, Mr. Obama also urged the public to be patient.
Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
Mr. Obama's speech was generally well received, but there were some who felt the address did not quite live up to its expectations, given the new president's gift for political rhetoric. William Gavin wrote speeches for former President Richard Nixon.
We are wearing out our presidents, expecting too much of them in this quest, this lust for eloquence, to be thrilled, to be inspired. Listen, they've got more to do than that.
University of Maryland political scientist Ron Walters says Mr. Obama was right to try and tamp down public expectations for immediate success. Walters was a guest on VOA's Press Conference USA program.
When one looks at the just unprecedented basket of crises that he's going to inherit when he walks into the Oval Office, he is bound to fail on some of these. So I think that what he's been trying to do is to manage expectations, to give people a realistic sense of what he, possibly could achieve.
Experts say Mr. Obama's ability to sway the public with his rhetoric will be an invaluable political asset, especially when it comes to convincing Congress to support his economic stimulus plan. Alan Lichtman is a presidential historian at American University in Washington.
Congress is like Wall Street. It operates on fear and greed. And if the people are with you, like they were with Franklin Roosevelt, Congress is likely to go along. Roosevelt used the technology of his time, the radio, with his fireside chats. Obama has proven to be a master of modern technology, the internet, YouTube, text messages. Use it.
For the first time since Bill Clinton came into office in 1993, Democrats have a new president and have majorities in both the Senate and House of Representatives. That has also raised public expectations for quick action to turn around the weakened economy. But Mr. Clinton ran into difficulties in dealing with Congress, including some problems with some fellow Democrats. Scott Faulkner worked for President Ronald Reagan and later for House Republican leaders in the 1990s. Faulkner says President Obama will face similar challenges in dealing with congressional leaders from both parties.
How much is Senator Reid and Speaker Pelosi going to be cooperative but also assert that they're co-equal? How much are the Republicans going to give the new president a wide berth or try to lay the groundwork for their resurgence?
Mr. Obama demonstrated considerable political skills in winning not only the presidency, but in defeating Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Analyst Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says Mr. Obama now faces a different set of challenges as he goes about the task of governing the country.
He's raised his game to a level we rarely see in public life. Is it all going to work out? Can he sustain it at that level? That's the great question for all of us in terms of whether Obama becomes a great president.
Mr. Obama begins his presidency with strong support in public opinion polls, but it remains to be seen how patient the public will be as the new president struggles with a weak economy and attempts to meet the pent-up demand for political change after 8 years of the Bush administration. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.